the heart of the matter. When we point to ourselves, we point to our hearts, not our heads. We're not consciously pointing to the organ located in the center of our chest, which pumps blood through our bodies. So what are we pointing to? What sense of self resides in this vicinity? Unlike many languages, English does not have a word for the deeper self beyond the physical, emotional, and mental being, our center of peace, love, light, and joy, the intermediary with our soul which we sense and feel most strongly in or near our heart. Yet our language is clever. In the absence of a word, our language has ascribed meaning through numerous phrases employing the name of the closest physical organ to this deeper self. That is to say, the heart. Our language thus hints at the many qualities of our spiritual heart. Here's a short list of expressions from the English language and the qualities that these expressions imply. Have a heart, which implies compassion, forgiveness. The heart of town is the center or the core. Sweetheart is all about love and affection. A heart-to-heart talk expresses depth, sincerity. To fight with heart is to fight with courage and bravery. I cross my heart implies honesty and promise. A wholehearted effort is unreserved, it's giving it all. Wear your heart on your sleeve is all about openness and emotion. Home is where the heart is. Security, belonging. A heart of gold implies self-giving, sympathy with all. Big-hearted, kindness, generosity. A hearty soup is one which is wholesome, nourishing, and substantial. We took heart from the wind, which is to say we took hope and inspiration. To learn by heart, certainty, identification. To speak from the heart is to speak with conviction and charisma. My heartfelt sentiments is my empathy, my oneness. Eat to your heart's content. In other words, until you're fully satisfied. Follow your heart, which is to proceed with passion, to follow spontaneity above reason. From the bottom of my heart expresses aspiration or deep yearning. Pour your heart into it is commitment and intensity. In my heart of hearts is an expression of my intuition and faith. Combine all these qualities for a sense of the immense significance and untold wealth which is our spiritual heart. We meditate to claim, become, and manifest our spiritual heart and all its riches.